The Feast of the Epiphany, celebrated this Sunday, is an important part of the Christmas season. Some Latino families exchange gifts to commemorate the visit of the three wise men to the Christ child and the Virgin Mary. Commentator James Garcia says for many Mexican Americans, Mary is most beloved in her role as the Virgin of Guadalupe, the patron saint of Mexico.
I love La Virgen de Guadalupe, even though I'm not Catholic or particularly God-fearing. As a testament of my devotion, I have a small statuette of La Virgen perched atop my computer. In my home, La Virgen, adorned in seashells, sits on top of the refrigerator. La Virgen is also known as Our Lady of Guadalupe, or the Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of Christ. As the story goes, she appeared in 1531 as a dark-skinned Indian woman in a vision to a humble Aztec named Juan Diego. She came to be known as Latin America's divine protector. In 1895, Pope Leo XII proclaimed her the Queen of the Mexican people. Some think it hasn't helped much. Mexico and most other Latin American nations have a long history of abusing and repressing their weakest citizens. Frankly, non-believer that I am, I've always interpreted the story of Juan Diego and La Virgen a little differently, as a way the Spanish conquistadors and their cohorts in the church subjugated and converted Mexico's native tribes. But at the risk of sounding too Freudian, I believe that I also subconsciously associate La Virgen with a centuries-long quest for justice in Latin America, and by extension, in our nation's Latino barrios. In El Salvador in the 1980s, opponents of the oligarchy marched against the government carrying banners bearing her likeness. In Mexican-American communities across the United States, depictions of La Virgen can be found on everything from murals to tattoos. Virtually every village in Mexico and every barrio in the United States has at least one church dedicated to La Virgen de Guadalupe. My late father was a consummate fatalist when it came to questions of social justice in Mexico. "Why should I vote?" he once said to me. "The elections always turn out the way the government wants it to. That's the way it will always be." Yet every year, Humberto Guadalupe Garcia stayed up past midnight on December 11th to watch the live televised broadcast of a special ceremony and mass held in honor of La Virgen. The program has been broadcast live since 1931. It has a surreal and almost kitsch quality about it, fusing holiness and Hollywood pomp. A slew of singers, soap opera actors, and celebrities invited by the church pay homage by singing to the Holy Mother. I never had a chance to ask my father what he thought of this odd spectacle, though I suspect that he, too, soaked it in with a jaundiced eye. Like me, he understood that churches and governments are never pure and never completely honest with their subjects. That's how they stay in power. Still, we go on, hoping and praying, even if agnostically, for the promise of a better world, a world lovingly, justly watched over by a mother of humble miracles.
The comments of James Garcia, editor and publisher of AmericanLatino.net.